Why do white people make they edibles so strong? Why am I tasting colors? Now I gotta call somebody to come get me because my car turned into a spaceship and I don't know how to fly it.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Was that Tracy?
No, it sounded like Tracy Morgan.
No, yeah, Tracy Morgan.
That was a real person.
But he's right, man. These labs are dialing it up.
Tasting colors?
Oh, man.
My car's turned into a spaceship.
I told you guys I had to back off. I had one a few months ago, and it was like 14 hours. I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
But. Yeah.
Anyway, when it comes to home equity, bigger, always better. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got a program that will help you gain more home equity while paying less out of your pocket. With Mortgage Right's Wealth Builder program, you can build equity faster than you would with most other mortgage programs. You don't even need a down payment. Apply your cash towards a lower interest rate or shorter loan term instead. Save bigger and better than you can with most other mortgage options. Go big and go home by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Rocky, I don't know if you got a picture of this, but Amazon has pulled its e-commerce website. It's pulled several children's clothing items displaying sexually explicit message.
Well,
this following a CBC News investigation.
Well, CBC's in Canada.
So it was
a Canadian broadcasting company.
They used a message they didn't realize was sexually explicit until someone pointed it out.
The items sold by third-party sellers included a dress, T-shirt, summer hat, and hoodies, boldly displaying the message, I love C blank blank K, using the heart emoji with a rooster emoji.
What did they think they would do?
Rockstar's got it.
Rockstar, you're about to get on a weird mailing list. Yeah. Probably already on it.
It was CBC, not CDC.
Now, according to one buyer, she alerted Amazon, quote, this is disgusting. The larger question is, how does this type of material even hit their services?
So, whoa. So it didn't actually have the blank blank. It spelled the word out.
Yeah.
When you said blank blank, I thought the blank blank was there.
And that's what she says. You know, the girl's maybe 7 or 8 years old in the picture. How is this possible that somebody's selling this? And who's buying these things?
How many people have to, like... Ask Lunsford, how many people, before we put an item of clothing on our website, how many people have to look at it and say, let's do that? Just Lunsford?
Two.
All right. We've got, what, 9 total employees up here? Yeah. And 2 people out of 9 have to approve it.
I'm just saying, there's not one person that approves that.
I'm saying, how many hands did that have to pass through for somebody to say, yeah, let's put that on the website?
So, by the way, I just Googled that word in Canada, and the first thing that pops up is, Canadians rank 12th in size when it comes to that.
Wow, sweatshirts.
Okay.
I generally get an extra large sweatshirt.
I'm dying to know where America ranks in this now. 12 in Canada.
You drag us down.
Hey, angered that a neighbor's chicken had been, quote, pooping on the back patio, a Florida woman allegedly retrieved a bucket of pee from her bathroom and proceeded to douse the bird's owner with the liquid.
Tit for tat.
I keep my bucket of pee in the bathroom. I don't leave it because just in case. I'm not going to waste it.
I love, like, how am I thinking? How can I get even for the chicken pooping on my back deck? I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I got that old trusty bucket of piss.
A little bucket of pee.
It's a pot to piss in.
Police busted Christine Terman, 57, on a misdemeanor battery charge following the confrontation on Sunday night. Cops say Terman was mad that Lawrence Stenzel, due to his chicken pooping on the back patio, decided to drop the bucket. The bucket struck Stenzel in the face, causing him pain. The victim was wet when we arrived and smelled of urine.
Yeah. Mm. You know what you smell of?
And that's not just like one trip urine. That's a mixture.
That's a bucket.
It's a mixture of several trips that's been sort of marinating for a while.
So for the police to arrive, that had to take a little bit. So you're still wet, like you didn't know to dry off or just try to change shirts.
You want the police report to be accurate.
Yeah.
James Cromwell. Do you guys know who this is?
That's James Cromwell is an attorney.
No, he's an actor. He was in Babe.
Oh, yeah. He's the old man in
Succession. He's Greg's uncle.
Right.
He's weird, too. Angered by the senseless upcharge at Starbucks for vegan milk, James Cromwell and other members of PETA, where he serves as an honorary director, staged a protest Tuesday at a Manhattan location of the coffee chain. He, along with other protesters super glued his hand to the counter.
Yeah.
And what they described as a glue-in.
That'll
PETA live stream the protest. which began trending on social media.
So
he's 6'7", by the way.
What's he pissed about?
That they've upcharged vegan milk, and he's basically saying, you know, we're killing animals, we're killing the environment. Why are you making these huge profits? You're gouging the customer when they're just trying to have vegan milk.
Does it call? And I don't know, Rockstar, if you know the answer to this. Oh, we got video of it. So he literally glued his hand, and the other guy does not look happy to be
I'd
there.
I'd say if I was working there, I'd kick him in his back.
Would you?
Yep, sure would. That's my counter.
Do you imagine the vegan milk cost Starbucks more than just normal cow milk?
Who knows? I mean, for Starbucks, what does it matter?
Well, I mean, they're trying to make a profit like everyone else, so they have a probably a system that says, all right.
I would say vegan milk costs more, yes.
So that's why they're charging more. What we like to call economics.
No, I get it, but they're charging, I think, more than they were before, but I think everybody's raising their prices.
Well, yeah, prices have gone up on absolutely everything.
But if you're working at that Starbucks, what do? You just walk out? Or
probably.
Right now on the market, it is $1.30 more. Per half gallon.
Yeah. For vegan milk.
I've never had it.
Which is why Starbucks would be charging more.
I do like my 2%
milk. It's much more. It's much more. Excuse me. Organic milk is $3.99, $2.69 for whole milk. Non-milk, plant-based milk, is $4.99.
See, there you go. I mean, Starbucks literally has to pay more for it.
These are great homeowner association stories that Lunsford has pulled. I mean, these are incredible.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know if we've got time for, I've got four of them, and then I've got the pressure.
We got all the time in the world.
Okay, here we go. First one, every week the HOA compliance lady would drive around and look for things to send letters about. This week's mission was to find vehicles parked in the street. I had my truck in the street because I was clearing the driveway per a prior violation. That tipped me over the edge. So I started calling the cops on her. Every single time I would say, there is a suspicious vehicle driving very slow around the neighborhood, making notes at certain houses. It didn't take long before she was stopped being the HOA busybody. I saw her pulled over by the cops one day. I knew the message had gotten through.
Yeah. Generally, I think most HOAs is if it remains parked overnight. In the street.
Some of these are incredible. Here's another one. I decided to give my lawn some much-needed TLC during the lockdown. However, after taking down a bush, I got a letter saying I needed to submit a change like that to the HOA. I had already been burned in the past by my HOA, so I decided to send them a different change notice for every single flower in my front yard I was going to cut or pull, and then another separate change notice for every plant I was thinking about planting.
That's what we call petty right here.
I lost count with how many change notices I copied and pasted and sent to them. I'm having a grand time wasting as much of their time as possible. You're also wasting your time.
A little of yours as well, yeah.
Here's another one. I was given a Georgia Bulldogs flag and flagpole to mount on my porch. Our HOA rules say that you can only fly team flags on the day when the team is playing. So my intention was to fly it on Saturdays when the football team was playing. I would put it up Saturday morning, take it down Saturday night. However, one day I left it up after a late game until Sunday morning. That Friday, got a letter from HOA stating that I was in violation and could be fined.
Roll damn tight.
Then I noticed that the latter said the observation was on Wednesday. When I had taken it down, instead of admitting their mistake, they lied and said I had it up at least through Wednesday. I decided to print off an all-sports schedule and fly the flag every day there was a game match of any kind, which was almost every single day. Yeah. I started getting letters complaining again, and I would call every time and explain that the water polo team had a match, or the rowing team. Gymnastics, everything.
Yeah. Women's tennis today, my
friend. That's right. Fantastic.
They eventually stopped sending me any letters.
I would imagine.
And then the final HOA one. Our HOA board was tired of seeing Christmas decorations up for too long, so they passed a rule saying that decorations could only be up 15 days prior to and after the holiday. I love to decorate for Halloween starting October 1st, and I was livid. So I realized they never mentioned which holidays we could decorate for. So the first holiday that came was July 4th. I kept up my red, white, and blue until July 19th. Then I switched to International Beer Day on August 4th. On August 19th, I switched to Happy National Aviation Day, then Labor Day, then Rosh Hashanah. I kept it going through New Year's.
I mean, again,
a little petty, man.
Yeah, they're quite petty. I think they're discounting how much time they're spending trying to get over on their HOA.
Okay, and the final story. The message that came through, I have no idea how to fly an airplane.
All right.
The pilot on his single engine Cessna 208 had gone incoherent. The passenger was telling air traffic controllers Tuesday afternoon. This according to audio from liveatc.net. It was, he stressed, a quote, serious situation. Air traffic controller Robert Morgan, a certified flight instructor, was on break when the call came in from the plane that was headed out from the Bahamas. Quote, I rushed over there. I walk in. The room is really busy. And they're like, hey, this pilot's incapacitated. The passengers are actually flying the plane. They have no experience, Morgan told CNN. I said, oh, boy. Morgan learned that the passenger on the line had never flown a plane. He had been around aviation and seen other pilots fly. Morgan said he was really calm. He said, I don't know how to fly. I don't know how to stop this thing, even if I do get it on the runway. Morgan had never flown this model Cessna. He pulled up a picture of the instrument panel's layout, started guiding his new student step by step. Went on to say, try to hold the wings level and see if you can start descending for me. Push forward on the controls and descend at a very slow rate. Try to follow the coast either north or southbound. We're trying to locate you. Morgan made the key decision to guide the aircraft to the area's biggest airport, helping the passenger turn pilot position his aircraft 8 miles from Palm Beach International so he could have a big target to aim at. Together, they got the Cessna to touchdown on the runway. Footage obtained by CNN shows something that takes about 20 hours to learn with typical flight instruction. They landed the landing rated 10 out of 10, a 10 out of 10, according to Morgan's view.
Oh, fantastic.
Went on to say, I felt like I was going to cry then because I had so much adrenaline built up. I was really happy that it worked out and nobody got hurt.
You think he went home and told his wife, I think I want to be a pilot now.
Do you
I feel like I'm good at
his wife was pregnant, by the way.
Oh, wow.
You think you could have done it?
No.
I mean, you say that now, but you're up there. That guy's out. Your pregnant wife's behind you, and it's on you. It's you are crashing.
I mean, okay. I'd give it a shot. I just don't think I would have been able to do it.
So when I initially saw the headline of the story, silly me now, I'll admit, I thought it was like a passenger airliner.
Yeah. And they were like, is there anybody with flying experience?
I used to do flight simulator when I was in sixth grade.
We wouldn't believe this in a movie, and it's actually happened, but it turns out it was just a Cessna.
Yeah. Hey, what does happen if both pilots go out?
You probably crash.
Up there?
Yeah. You die.
Yeah. There's some really talented stewardess, flight attendants, excuse me, that I bet could hop up there.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm kidding. I don't know. But is there only two up front, or is there three?
Well, it depends on how big the plane is.
I think it's two.
I think most planes you're in, it's two, yeah. Mm. If they both go down.
They both have the fish.
You make the announcement. Has anybody ever flown a plane before?
Hypothetically.
Not to alarm anyone.
I flew, and by the way, this story goes back to something we talked about earlier. I have seen Michigan play.
Yeah.
Somebody reminded me the plane I was in, we flew private. And so the guy flying the plane, his son was with us, and his son is okay at flying. So I asked him, if your old man has a heart attack, what happens? He says, I take over.
Yeah. And how were you at flying?
Okay.
Didn't feel great about that situation.
Win some, lose some. I'm still here, though.
That is Trash Today, brought to you by...
Everyone wants to be someone's first choice, and Mortgage Right can help you be number one in the eyes of home sellers across the nation by getting you pre-approved faster than other home buyers. Getting pre-approved in today's competitive market is a game changer, and Mortgage Right, the perfect lender to help you land your dream home. With their upfront underwriting program, you can understand your budget, minimize home buying setbacks, and shop with certainty when you have an underwriter's stamp of approval backing you. Be better than the competition. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239. Equal housing lender.